about the din of Atar Mishalosha Chavera. Those of you that weren't here, Shal Shittis, I mentioned that this Gemara came up Lamaisa. A real Shailul Alocha. It's so wild.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So we came out that the Gemara has an Ibaya Atar Mishalosha Chavera. So the Gemara says, Tzarech Daito Elo. Samar says, do you say, since it's a schut, so you don't need his das? Or do you say, no, it's not, since it's mitzvah delay, so therefore he should do it himself. Fine. So we analyzed last week, even on the tzad, that it is a schut, and he should be able to represent without his das. So we asked, how does it work? So the pashup shot is like the Rishonim say, zchiyah mitam shlichus, because truma needs shlichus, and zchiyah works through the concept of shlichus. That's why lahalacha, what came out lahalacha, was that there would be a limitation by a goy, and there would be a limitation by a katan. Just in our case, that came up on Shabbos with the kinyan to the katan, it comes out that it would be mutter because a schia to a third party as a katan, Chazal were metaking him midrabanan that he has a kinyan, even if you hold schia mitam shlichus. Just that he can't be the shliach. So if he was the middle party, that would have been a problem based on our sugya because of schiyah mitam shlichus. So that was the Gemara's shaila. Good. So let's move on in the Gemara, and we're going to come back to that shaila. So Gemara goes on at the end of the Gemara that we did last week. Lamed Vav and Mevi. The Gemara throws out a new shaila. Boy minei Rab Yirmiyah. The middle of the daf, a new ibay after the base of the Rambam. Boy mine Rabbi Yirmiya me Rab Zera. Hatorim mishalosh shachavera. If someone is tayrim from his own peiros on behalf of his friend's peiros, toivus hanah shel mi. What does that mean? Toivus hanah shel mi. So this is a very important gemara. There is a concept la'alocha, half of a fella, mamish, our parsha, truma. A person's mafresh truma, he's not allowed to eat the truma. He's not allowed to eat the maaser that he's mafresh, right? There's no better parsha to talk about this. The Goyin says you have to, right, realize the Ashkach, the Rebbeinu Shalom is learning with you when it's in Yana Diyayma. So this is the way he communicates with us. So there is a concept called Tevis Hano. I have the ability to choose which Kayin I give it to or which Levi I give the maaser Rishon to. So that's what's called Toivus Hano. So there's even some of the Rishonim write that you could even get paid off by certain people or some mishpacha to make sure to allocate your matnos kahuna or matnos levia to a certain family or through a certain person. So that creates a certain level of a schus. So the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Chesem and Beis, and a few places in Shas, the Gemara discusses Toivus Hanah. Toivus Hanah Mammon or Toivus Hanah Eino Mammon? Is that considered Mammon or is that considered Eino Mammon? Nafkamina, the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Chesem and Beis. What if you're Mekadosh a woman with that, with the Toivus Hanah of a certain item? Another nafkamina that's going to come up in the Peis, I think it's Peis Hey maybe, in the Darim, right? Gemara discusses what about a neder towards Kohanim and Levian. And now I give him the Trumas and Maisus. Am I being Mahanahim? Because Tevis Hanah, is that Shlachar should be Tali on Tevis Hanah is Mammon or not? Misha Haisa ana also asura. I'm sorry. Misha asar ana also al koyin val alviim. Hare elu ba'in v'noit lemanoseim al karcho. Im arum koanim elu v'luviim elu hare elu asurim. Yitin shumosim asurim la koanim l'luviim achirim. So the Rambam paskins and the Kesef Mishnah explains the reason the Rambam paskins is because Tovus ana is moment. So for me to give to those koanim and l'luviim that I asered, so I'm giving them something. So that's taka and iser.
I have the ability to give to anyone, and I'm specifically giving to them. So it's not
even though the truma and the miser itself is not fully mine, and I can't be nana from it, but I'm still giving them something that I could have given to another kain. That's what it seems to be. So the question is, Rav Gosai, is before you get even into the Gemara, into the crux of the Gemara, this Gemara is a big problem. Because our Gemara doesn't say bu and doesn't even mention a machlekes tanaim about tovus hanaam mamon or tovus hanaam inamam. The Gemara wants to know, boi minei Rabbi Yirmiyahu zera, Torah mishaloh shel chaver, tovus hanaam shel mi. Mi amrinan ilav peret da'ayach mi metakne karya da'hu, odilma ilav karya da'hu lo havim peret da'adin shrumo. Who gets the tovus hanaam? Right? What's the case over here? You're being mafresh from your own fruits on behalf of someone else, right? So if the Gemara says, on the one hand, I could assume that the Tovus Hanaam is to the Bala Paris, because without these Paris, you would have never needed to make a Truma. It's coming to be Mata decree. And the other day is that no. The first side is Rud, but my Paris Lamaisa are the ones that are going to be Matir the Truma. Fascinating suffix of the Gemara. Right? I would have thought, if you would have told me before this Gemara, who's Tovus Hanaam? Who's fruits? No, I would say Fakir. I would say, I'm the one who's donating the fruits. I'm making the Truma. So I'm giving him a gift, so it's obviously mine. So the answer is that Tovus Hanaam might not be just in, you know, a residual ownership of the, that the Torah doesn't give you the entire truma, but it gives you that schus. No, it could be that the Torah is now giving you a new schus that might be connected to the balakri, and might not have to do with the person who's donating the money. And it could be even not from the Torah, it could be from the balakri. A fascinating chakir l'chayra understanding, how does Tovus Hanaam work? Is it something granted from the Torah? Or is it a residual ownership from the original Paris that l'chayra should have been pashut to be shel the Torah? So just to point out, before we get to the other point that I wanted to mention, just the Machne Ephraim, and I think he's the only one that makes this ha'ara, he asked this kasha. The Machne Ephraim has a piece in Tovus Hanaam, and he asks from our sugya, I put it in the Maram Kaimus. Machne Ephraim writes, he says, Nira da'afil saras ha-rambam u'di'ima, the Rambam happens to pass in Tovus Hanaam in a moment. V'imlokhan koin shalei midas bailim zocha bahem. Nafkamina is tok for koin, right? If the koin takes it without the das of the bailim, I can't extract it from the koin. Why not? You don't have a tefillah on the koin. Why? Tovus Hanaam in a moment. So he's allowed to take it. So I can't take him to court. Hainu, listen to what the Machne Ephraim says. Hainu dafke im notlan koyim de kaven de koyin shayach begavayu zochubu. Vafil lotse sidei shamayim nirik tzas deinu chayv lachzer. There's no chiv whatsoever. Midine odom or midine shamayim. But ask the Machne Ephraim, what's the din if you hold Tovus Hanaam in a moment and another Yisrael walked into your backyard, took the fruits out and gave it to a koyin against your will? Is that also takfa koin? Is that also that there's no chiyuv latzeis to pay me at all? L'chayra, you would say, Tovus Hanaam in a moment. I don't have a taina. Zokta Machne Ephraim, no. That's not pshat in Tovus Hanaam in a moment. Remember this Machne Ephraim, Rabbi say. Cave, what's his raya? He said, Cave in the loyshach begavad gazel will be other v'chayv lach zirin l'balabayis min dirish amayim v'inu yochalu litnim l'koin shiirtzi. He's not allowed to do that. That was wrong. It's gazel. And he's at least chayiv latzei shemayim. The chayin muchach tzas me'ayid amrinim perak ein ben amudar, and he thinks the ray is from our Gemara lamed vavam abis. Gavi torah mishalosh hachaver di itoyves hanah shabalabayis harei ze chayiv latzei shemayim lebal akri shetoyves hanah shaloi. Uminon nishma b'torah mishachaver shalchlo chaver shalchaver shatoyim chayiv latzei shemayim lebaylam kedei shiitnen lekoyin shiirtze. If Tovus Hanaam is balabayis, harizachayev lasis labalakri shetovus Hanaam shelo, umina nishma b'toyre mishal chaveiro shel chaveiro, shatoyrim chayev lasisim labaylim, kedei sheyitnim lekoyin sheyirtze. So he says, again, the Gemara says, right? If you're toyrim mishal chaveiro shel chaveiro, so you have to give it to the balakri. Right, the Tovus Hanaam is his, right? So the Gemara says, so you ask, so ask the Machan Ephraim, why? If you hold Toivus Hana'ah in a moment, what's the Gemara suffix? Just say Toivus Hana'ah in a moment. And yet the Gemara never stipulated that our Gemara is only going according to the Tana and the Manda Omer that Toivus Hana'ah is moment. So says the Machan Ephraim, you see a fascinating chiddush from our Gemara. That even though there's a debate in the Gemara and Kiddush and Toivus Hana'ah moment, Toivus Hana'ah in a moment, and if a Koyin Taka takes it out of my rishus, I can't take him to court. But that doesn't mean that it's not moment at all. And it doesn't mean that it's just Heter Gomer and it's a Hefker Welt and that I have no schus in the item.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Oh, so good, so good. So this is the Chiddush. So L'chayra, what it means is, Toivus Hana'ah moment and Toivus Hana'ah ain't a moment means, do I own that actual chayfetz? Do I now have bialim on the entire chayfetz since I have Toivus Hana'ah in that chayfetz? So the Rambam paskens on that shaila, no, Toivus Hana'ah ain't a moment. But that doesn't mean that you have no attachment to that. That doesn't mean that you have no schus when it comes to this item. I have an external schus. It just doesn't now translate to mean that now this is a bailus on the chayfetz, that I could be makdish this, or I could be makadish a woman with this. That's Toivus Hana'ah moment, Toivus Hana'ah in a moment. And in a chanami, if a non-koyin takes this, zoktamach Ephraim, then there's going to be a nafkamina of Toivus Hana'ah that you're going to have to pay me back. Let's see the shemai. That's the Machan Ephraim's chiddush. And he proves it just from the stomach of the Gemara. You could be mad to the Machan Ephraim and say, no, our Gemara is going according to Toivus Hana'ah moment. But says the Machan Ephraim, that's very dachuk. The Gemara never said that. So he says, our Gemara reinterprets all of Toivus Hana'ah. And with this, Machan Ephraim, l'chor you can answer a major steer in the Rambam. That Rambam that I just mentioned to you, l'gabi the Gemara and Pehei, l'gabi the sugya of Aser and Kohanim and Levim, the Rambam says it's Aser. The Rambam says it's Aser to give to them. Yet the Rambam paskens by Kiddush and Toivus Hana'ah in a moment. So why by Nedarim, frak the Kesef Mishnah, why by Nedarim is he contradicting the way he paskens l'gabi Kiddush? So according to Machan Ephraim, it makes a lot of sense. Toivus Hana'ah in a moment doesn't mean that there's no Hana'ah at all. It just means can't be Mekadosh a woman with that. That's not, you're not a Bailam on the Chayfetz. It means you can't be Toivea the Koyin to bring him into court because it's his Chayfetz. Even though you lost the Schus of Toivus Hana'ah. But now if I'm donning Lagabe Yisrael and the whole Din Torah is Lagabe Yischus, I might have a Schus even according to the Mandor, Toivus Hana'ah in the moment. And Lagabe Nedarim, I am Mahanehim because I have Toivus Hana'ah, which is still a Shibin and a Schus that's still Shayach. So that's what the Machan Ephraim proves from our Gemara. But Rabbi Yisai, that's really not the Iker entity that I wanted to talk about. It's a fascinating Machan Ephraim. I want to talk about the following, everybody say. There is a kasha. The Rambam paskins. We left off the last week's Gemara. Torim peirosh shachaveru midat tzarech das or ain't tzarech das, right? Yeah. Atorim mishalol shachaveru tzarech daita olam, right? Do you need das or not, right? Gansa popo, how would it work? Okay, forget how it would work. Lamaisa, how do we paskin? I would have been machmir. The Rambam writes beferish in Hilchos Trumos in Tzarech Dait. He doesn't need das; it works. So all the Nesekelim jump the Kesef Mishnah, the Beis Yosef. It's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch. Where did the Rambam get this from? How did he know this? Zok the Kesef Mishnah. Listen to the Kesef Mishnah. I'm going to say it outside. I sent you the Beis Yosef, but I'm going to say it outside to save time. Zok the Kesef Mishnah. I'll tell you how. It's from our Gemara. The next Gemara. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara says, "Hatorim mishalol shachavero toivus hana'ah lemi." What's the case? Is a case where it was midaito of a shliach or shaloi midaito? He says, if it's midaito of the shliach, so of course the toivus hana'ah should go to the balakri. He's the one who's facilitating this. He made you into be a shliach. Elamai. Zok the Kesef Mishnah, Zok the Beis Yosef, it must mean that what? That it was Lemi Daito. And the whole suffix of the Gemara proved the last suffix. That's the Vard of the Beis Yosef, that's the Vard of the Kesef Mishnah. Good? So the Bach and the Mishnah Lamelech, for two different reasons, argue on the Beis Yosef. They'd say they don't see the Raya at all in the Gemara. Why do you say that? First of all, says the Mishnah Lamelech, he says, why does one have to do with the other? What? why can't you say you need das? But still, we had it at tzad to say that since he was tayrim, so mamela, maybe the tayvus ano is his. Maybe tayvus ano has nothing to do with who's facilitating, but tayvus ano has to do with who's paying the cash over here. Who's in debt over here? Whose money is it? Maybe tayvus ano is a totally independent suffix. That was just from a svar the Mishnah Melech thinks that the Beis Yosef and the Kesef Mishnah is a suffix. For Rabbi Yisai, like Bach says a little starker. He doesn't just say from an analytical point that he thinks you can differentiate between these Gemaras and they're not necessarily Talmid Habah. Let's even say, granted, the Beis Yosef is right. And no, since you're facilitating, so then Avada, it should be the Baal HaKriz, and therefore must be the Gemara was assuming a case where what? It was Shaloi Midaito. And that was how the Beis Yosef and the Kesef Mishnah knew from this second suffix of the Gemara that the first suffix was answered that Shaloi Midaito works. Says the Bach, I don't understand. And if it's Shaloi Midaito, it's still going to be facilitated by the Baal HaKri. Because you need shlichus. You don't have shlichus. So what did the Rishonim all answer from last week? Zachem Adam Shalom Afanim. Matam shlichus. So says the Bach, I don't get how you helped anything. Freck the Bach. He says, oh, so Shaloi Midaito. Oh, so how is he b'mafres truma? The answer is what? Tzchiyah. But Tzchiyah is Midam shlichus also. So again, the Tovus HaNo should be back to the Baal HaKri. Because he's the Mishaleach. He's the facilitator. So says the Bach, even Lishitascha, I don't even understand it. Moreover, our boys say, listen carefully. I found a Har Tzvi. You're not going to believe this tshuva. Listen to this Har Tzvi. It's an Orach Chaim Chilek Beis Simen Beis. What's he talking about? What's his Shaila that he's discussing? He's discussing the following Shaila. This is very common in Eretz Yisrael, and it sometimes applies in Chutz Lartz. In Eretz Yisrael, often you get stuck in a pickle. You forgot to be mafresh challah. You forgot to be mafresh trumas and maisers. Okay, it's nogeya to us on erev Pesach shchalios b'Shabbos. If you forgot to be mafresh challah, right, you're really stuck in a pickle. Usually in Chutz La'aretz, right, you don't have to be so stuck. You could be oichel va'acher kach mafresh. I was talking to Alex about this. Even though chal in Chutz La'aretz and chal in Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh is only midrabbanan, but the types of derabbanans are different. And there's kulas by chalas chutz la'aretz above and beyond the chal of Eretz Yisrael. That's why you can always calm your wife down if she forgot to be mafresh chala. Because in chutz la'aretz, you just have to make sure that you're going to leave some over. You can eat the chala and you'll be mafresh after Shabbos. Because it's also to be mafresh on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Good? But on Pesach, you can't do that. Because you can't leave this around. And it's Erev Pesach chalas b'Shabbos. So not only are you trying to calm down your wife with the chametz and eat on the porch and make sure everything's clean, but now you realize, oh my gosh, I got a challah shaila. So what do? So Taisus brings an etzah, so the Ramah brings us down in Shulchan Aruch, call over a katan. Katan, fascinating dinner. Katan that never saw Kerry that might be able to eat this challah. Right, Sihirsh? Remember, there's certain levels of tumah that might be able to eat the chalas chutz la'aretz if he never saw Kerry, and that could be mekel. Good. But what if we weren't mafresh, and what if it's Eretz Yisrael? And what if it's Erev Pesach Shalos B'Shabbos that I can't delay the hafrasha? So what do you do? So there was an eitz, there was a big discussion in the Gedolim in Yerushalayim, it was a big hak, to call a katan hamufla samach le'ish, which means he's the age of 10, of 12, which has a status in halacha that you already could take nidarim, or a ketana that's 11, a year before her godless, she already can take nidarim. So already, there's a shtick godless over here. Tzvi is already a shtick godol le'inyan the parasha of nidarim. So now the shaila is, so perhaps he could be mafresh the truma, because he's a katana muflo samachlish. So the Har Tzvi discusses this in every avenue. Is this appropriate? Is this facilitating an isser to a katan? Because you're being svia biyadayim, a fascinating tshuva. Is there shlichus? Because he's a katan. Oh no, but wait, maybe he's a mufla samach le'ish, so I could be a shliach le'inyin dinim that I'm shayach to, a mufla samach le'ish. Is there a mixah shlichus? So he's mamish dealing with all these different avenues, a fascinating tshuva. And if there is shlichus,
but maybe it's batel because of ein shleich davar avera. It's like an unbelievable tshuva. It's like gevaldik. It's kedai to go through every single avenue. And it's only an avera derabanan. Do we hold ein shleich davar avera by an iser derabanan? That's a big shaila in the night of Yehuda and the Ktzais. Gevaldik. Then he says, but one second. I have another eitz over here. Maybe you don't need shlichus. He says, perhaps the answer to the Bach's Kasha on the Beis Yosef that we just asked, he quotes our sugya, says, really depends on how you learned last week's sugya. He says, because if you understand the Rashba, that the Rashba said last week, he doesn't understand the Gemara. Yiboyeluba. Turn Mishalosh Chaver. Tzarech Daito Olo. Is it a schus or is it not a schus? Ask the Rashba, who cares if it's a schus or not? Since when does Truma have to do with schus? Ask the Rashba, it has to do with Shlichus. So what is it talking about? So the Rashba says, no, we're talking about Peros Chavero Shal Chaver. End of the Rashba. So we had no idea what the Rashba was talking about. What was the Rashba asked? What was Rashba answering? So we had three Mahalchim in the Rashba. First two Mahalchim in the Rashba were saying, no, big Yisoy, the Ktzois. Zochin le'odom and not zochin me'odom. But fundamentally, according to the Ktzais, the Rashba was working like the other Rishonim, that Tzchiyah is mitam shlichus. He just limited it, that it's a real schus, la'odom, and not me'odom. Like the case of the Meshartes with Afrash Eschala, the Yisoy to the Ktzais. Chazanish says, Ktzais lo'hoya dvar mi'olom, zochin me'odom amrina, and the Trumas Hadeshin is right. You can also be mezakeh by the Mechiris Chametz, like we spoke about last week. And it's all the Rashba meant is it has to be a schus gomer. If he could do the mitzvah himself, if he can manifest his own truma, if it's his truma, then it's not a schus gomer. That's all the Rashba meant. But also, according to the Chazanish, what are the fundamentals? How is the truma working? Tzchiyah mitam shlichus. The Rashba never meant to say that it's not tzchiyah mitam shlichus. Rabbi said, we had a third pshat in the Rashba. The pshat of the Yonig Yontif. What's the pshat in the Yonig Yontif? No, the Rashba was telling you his side. When does truma need shlichus? Truma needs shlichus when it's what? When it's my peiros and my kri. But if you're being mafresh your truma onto my peiros, says the Yonig Yontif, that's what the Rashba says, that doesn't need shlichus. To be matir my kri, you don't need shlichus. To create a chalosh truma on my fruits, that's when you need shlichus. Says the Har Tzvi, that's the answer to the Beis Yosef. That's the answer to the Rambam. The Rambam was talking about a case where what? He's mafrish, peiros shel chavera shel chavera. If you learn, Rabbi Isai, according to this pshat, the answer to the Beis Yosef, that learned in the Sofik of the Gemara, that he exists independently without the Balakri, is he means that the Rambam's learning like the Rashba. And it's a riot to the third pshat, Benji, the pshat that you like, Toinig Yontif in the Rashba, that you can have a Hafrosha Shtruma without Shlichus, as long as it's his Paris, and he's not being Mafresh my Truma, right? That's the Pshat of the Oinig Yontif in the Rashba. Zetman Fundo that the Rambam held like that Pshat. Memela, that's what the Beis Yosef said, that you can exist independently without the Balakri, and Toivas Anoa could be to the Mafresh, to the Toirim, without the Balakri. And that's the Pshat in the Gemara. So it comes out, according to the Beis Yosef's Raya, from the next Gemara in the Suffolk of the Gemara, to the first Suffolk of the Gemara, of whether or not you need Midaito or not, by him saying that what? That in a case of where it exists independently, where it's working through Tzchiya, so then it could be to the Toivas Anoa, it could be to the Torah, I frick the base, but the Bach on the Beis Yosef. What do you mean? At the end of the day, you're going to rely on Shlichus, Tzchiyah mitam Shlichus. No, not according to the Rashba. Clearly, the Beis Yosef was learning like the Rashba. Halacha lemaisa comes along the Har Tzvi and he says, oh, I have an Eitzah for this Kata. Be makne the Chala or the Peiros to the Katan before Shabbos. Make it his Peiros. And then he's being mafresh. Mishaloi al Shachaveiro. And you don't need shlichus according to the Rashba. So even if a katan is lav bar shlichus, even in inyanei truma and inyanei chala, it won't make a difference because according to the Rambam and according to the Rashba, we don't need shlichus, and it could work even without that.
Shkoyach.
Wow, 24 minutes.